Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. I want to respond to my friend Dio from Madison, articulate individual with a good grasp of history and has just made the case opposing some of what I just said. Let me put this in the context that he raised. It is true that Europeans colonized Africa. It is true that right after the Second World War and up into the 50s and 60s, African countries got their independence. It is also true right now, and this is what I'm getting at, Dio. Immigration is something that has sustained the United States and has sustained Europe. Europe, for instance, France in particular, used to colonize Algeria. They brought in Algerian people to work who stayed on and are French citizens. Turkish people have gone into Germany and they're German citizens. Many of these people are very fine people and productive members of society. But there is a phenomenon called jihad. And jihad looks on any other religion as apostates who must be converted or eliminated. Now, many people who are moderate will say, well, my feeling of jihad is simply, it's a struggle within me against my worst nature and all this, and I've heard that. But jihad means struggle. And the fact of the matter is that struggle, for instance, you cannot go to Saudi Arabia and build a church or a synagogue. You'll be arrested. Anwar Sadat signed a peace treaty with Israel and was murdered. The governor of Punjab objected to a Christian woman being on death row for allegedly insulting the prophet, and he was assassinated. Somebody in France almost decapitated a teacher, and his father back in Pakistan said that I say what my son did was right in defense of the prophet. Now, I respect all religious convictions, but when religion is joined with something called jihad that results in murder, and in this country you had 9/11, you had San Bernardino, Orlando, Fort Hood, Chattanooga, Chelsea, Ohio State, the Manhattan bike path murders. If there is a perpetual attack on a non-Islamic religion, which is what's happening whenever there's this mass incursion of immigrants. In Nice, a guy gets in a truck and kills 80 people on a sidewalk. Now, there are many good people who don't do that, but that meme exists. And my point simply is this. We can go back through history and we can say this one did bad things and that one did bad things. My people came from Ireland and they were badly treated by the English in the 1600s. Christians fought each other in Europe over stupidities, trivialities. The most enlightened people in all religions are absolutely equal. Every religion has something about it that others might find unusual. So what? So what? But jihad is a doctrine that results in violence. In violence, assassinations of leaders of those communities, of Anwar Sadat, the governor of Punjab. The reason the Palestinians are great people, but the reasons they can't get into a peace agreement with Israel where they both recognize each other's existence, Yasser Arafat couldn't do it because he would have been assassinated. Somebody within that culture has got to be able to spread a dominant and their feeling, and there is some of that, but they themselves are discriminated against and attacked, that they reject the notion that non-Islamic religions are somehow apostates. Period, end of story. Not that they're going to take advantage of the First Amendment and other Western innovations to somehow convince people otherwise. We don't want that. We want separation of church and state. We want separation of church and state. We want no established religion. We want a secular society. And what I'm saying simply is, yes, there are many crimes that every nation has perpetrated. And Europe wasn't the only one that went into Africa and looted it. Many Middle Eastern nations spread and conquered people, and it's been going on forever, and Asia did the same thing. But I'm saying there are very, very fine people throughout the world, including the Islamic world, and we've benefited from their presence. But it has resulted in murders. And has resulted, why does not somebody say, well, Saudi Arabia should permit churches and synagogues to be built there. We permit mosques to be built in France and Germany. Why not? Why doesn't somebody just say that? That's what I'm getting at. And so what I suggest is that we talk about this very, very bluntly and very, very honestly, full of goodwill for one another, gratitude that we're all here and that we're contributing to this society. But the fact is that you cannot have a doctrine in a free Western society that believes that it's an apostate society and has to be destroyed if it doesn't convert. That you can't have. So anyway, those are my thoughts. Your points are well taken. And the people that were brought in to work in Europe from Turkey and Algeria, many of them are very, very fine people. They're good citizens of their countries there. But we can't have any more beheadings of school teachers. Can't have any more people getting in a truck and riding down a sidewalk. And I think that that sentiment has got to spread around the world. And when it does, I think we'll all live in peace. Okay. Much more to get into, and we have 5 minutes to do it, 4 minutes to do it. I'll tell you, I talked about Apple, something's got to be done. Something's got to be done about them and China. Donald Trump just announced yesterday to Fox News that he will run for president in 2024 if the Republicans win the House in 2022. That is a strange statement coming from him. He's not running for anything in 2024. He's under criminal investigation in New York and Atlanta and possibly in Washington, D.C. They're not going to win the House in 2022. But why he links it to that, makes no sense whatsoever. Theoretically, if he thinks he has a lot he can do about it, shouldn't matter. It should be even more important to him that he run if they don't win in 2022. But that's what he did, and that's what he said. Another nut in the Republican Party, Lauren Boebert. Remember her, Lauren Boebert? The gun nut from Colorado. She announced she doesn't like the idea of metal detectors forcing her to give up her gun on the way into the chamber. She's the one that helped them scope out Nancy Pelosi's office. She's under investigation. She said, quote, "When I'm speaker, I will use the metal detectors for target practice," end quote. "When I'm speaker, I will use the metal detectors for target practice." This kind of stuff is not suitable for a member of Congress. It's violent, stupid. Lauren Boebert actually said that. She's never going to be speaker. The Republican Party would be crazy to have her in there as speaker. She says, "I will use the metal detectors for target practice." She's never going to have the chance to do that because whoever is the speaker is not going to get her, let her get close to a gun on the floor of the Congress. They can't possibly do that. And she shoots her mouth off. Trump shoots his mouth off. The difference is one of them is only a congresswoman from Colorado, and the other one was the president of the United States. Okay, we're coming to the end of the show. There's a lot of good programming ahead. Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, the Devil's Advocate with Dom and Crute, Earl Ingram. A lot of evening programming on Saturdays. Outside the Pizza Box with Pizza Box Mike. Been a great programming. Use the app. Matt Flynn Direct will be back tomorrow. Same time, same place. Matt Flynn Direct signing off now.